Pilots of float planes could unwittingly be spreading a dangerous invasive weed throughout south-central Alaska. Elodea, an aquatic plant that chokes lakes and slow-running rivers, has been found in several lakes in the Anchorage area and at least one water body near Fairbanks. And authorities are warning that the plant's spread threatens irreversible harm to fish habitat. Elodea is not native to our subarctic environment, but it can survive freezing. It can also survive being swept long distances downstream, and even tiny fragments of the plant can sprout new growth. Ed Fogles, Deputy Commissioner for the State Department of Natural Resources, says earlier this year, DNR signed an agreement with the state Fish and Game and Environmental Conservation Departments to plan an attack against Elodea. Fogles says it's not certain when or where the plant was first introduced to the state.
Transmission of the Elodea into Alaska's fresh waters likely came from either somebody dumping a goldfish bowl, say, for instance, in a creek, or getting rid of some, you know, science experiment plants from their high school biology class.
The plant was documented in Eyak Lake in Cordova in the early 1980s, although no one paid much attention to it then. More recently, it was found plugging up parts of Chena Slough in Fairbanks, where it is so thick it is choking out fish habitat.
Last summer, I had the opportunity to canoe down Chena Slough near Fairbanks and look at the Elodea myself, and it was pretty dramatic. You can look down in the clear water, and you are literally canoeing on top of an inch of water on top of Elodea mats. And when you look down into the clear water, occasionally you would see gaps between the Elodea mats that were pretty deep, and you could just see fish stacked up between those mats. They really didn't want to go into the Elodea itself. It was too thick.
Elodea is thought to be the first aquatic invasive plant in the state, and fears are that its spread could impact freshwater resources and fish habitats statewide. The plant is easy to identify. It has toothy leaf edges and leaves in a circular arrangement of three or four around long, tangled stems that are a shade lighter than the leaves. Elodea has been found in Sand Lake, DeLong Lake, and Little Campbell Lake in Anchorage, all of them uncomfortably close to Lake Hood, the major float plane base in town for air carriers traveling to remote lakes all across the state for fish and hunting fly-in trips.